Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Triple Threat Podcast is here. We are live and we are in living color. I am DJ Shockley. I got my man Scotty D on the mic as well. We appreciate you joining us each and every week as we are truly humbled and thankful that you guys like to spend a little bit of time with the boys at the Triple Threat Podcast, talking all things that's going on in the world, primarily sports, but we get off on a tangent every now and then. We got a lot of things to talk about today. Scotty D, what's happening, man?
What's going on, DJ? What's going on, people?
Hey, first off, man, you guys sent up some prayers for my man, Scotty D. Scotty D, as like most of us have had happened to us, he got hacked this week. And not socially hacked, not Twitter, Instagram hacked, but he got hacked in the worst way through his financials. So my man, Scotty D, is fighting with the banks and all that kind of stuff, trying to get his money back. Scotty D, man, how is all that going? I know you've been distraught this week. How you doing, bro?
Like I said, man, I'm just spending a lot of time on hold, and that's frustrating.
Can't y'all hear it in his voice? Don't he sound like he's just down?
Yeah, like I wouldn't care at all if my social got hacked, but man, playing with my money is like playing with my emotions, Smokey.
Ooh, talk to him. I hear you.
It's all good. I'll get my money back, I think. So, it's just a waiting game. It's more inconvenient. It's like losing your wallet. It's more inconvenient than anything, you know? Yeah.
Nah, man, sorry to hear that, bro. That is always a bad situation. And lucky enough for you, man, you've worked through it, hopefully, and you get all your bread back and everything's all good. But now you got to go through the hassle of all the things that were linked to that particular card. So I've been there. I've done that. Trust me, I've been there before. I know what that feels like. So, man, wishing y'all the best with that, bro. You guys send a little prayer to my man Scotty D, man. Send him a little note or some, you know, raise his spirits or something. Tell him something good. But other than that, man, we got a lot to talk about, man. Obviously, we're going to talk about the big contract from Dakota Prescott, who got pissed. We're going to talk a little bit of what happened in the All-Star game, which I thought was pretty cool. I get Scotty D thoughts on the All-Star game real quickly. And then also a bunch of franchise tag players, a bunch of teams that didn't use the franchise tag. And the biggest thing of the weekend is the Players' Championship is happening this weekend. We're going to make a few picks. I'm going to win. We all know it. We'll see what happens. Scotty D may not be happy about it, but it's all good. And then we also have a really cool story. Scotty D has turned into Celebrity Scotty D. We're going to tell you exactly what that means a little bit later, but he is now a bona fide star. So, let's jump right on into it, brother. Obviously, the big contract from our man Dak Prescott. I think everybody wanted Dak to get paid besides the Dallas Cowboys, but they finally got it done before the trade deadline and franchise tag stuff. All this stuff had to be signed and delivered. When you saw 4 years, $160
million. Well, what was funny to me was everybody, all the argument was about whether he was a $40 million quarterback.
Right.
That's what the argument's been about for 2 years, about whether he was a $40 million quarterback. And I say that Dak won. Dak was right.
Dak damn sure won.
Waited it out and he won. And I tell you, though, I didn't realize his name was Dakota. So yeah,
you government. Like you tried to hit me with the government last week. It's all good. Hopefully everybody don't forget.
I learned it from you.
Don't go back and listen to that because nobody needs to know the government name. But yeah, man, 40 mil, 4 years, 160. I got some good numbers on my man Dak too that I'm gonna let everybody know. But the biggest thing is when this man signs his name, 66 million soon as he signs his name, Scotty D. First off, I want to ask you this. Debt aside, you have no debt. What's the first dumbest thing you gonna buy if you got 66 mil you ain't got no worries? What's the first thing you gonna buy?
It's got to be a stupid car, right?
Stupid? What's a stupid car? Like you gonna go out and buy a drop top Range Rover or something? What you gonna do?
No,
gotta buy a Lambo,
like a McLaren or a Koenigsegg. I don't know how much those cost.
Cone is there. I don't even know what that is. What's that, Scotty D?
I don't know. I actually just learned about this week because Trevor Bauer's trying to buy one. And he just signed a $100 million deal.
Oh, yeah. Man. So you're going with a dumb car. I'm going to go and buy me a whole island, bro. I'm going to buy me an island. And the only way you can get to it is
you got to have
a jet, or you got to have a boat, a plane, a yacht or something. So, I mean, how about that, man? You can go get your own little private island to go to.
I like that a lot.
What a private island gonna cost you? I don't know. I mean, but you got it.
Put a little shack on it. I mean, just a little hut.
Man, what?
You don't even need walls out if you're at your own island.
Man, come on, bro. Just something dumb like that, dude. Mm-hmm. My man Dakota Prescott has dumb money, man. Shout out to my man Todd France. He was my football agent. He now has Dak Prescott, so he got Dak paid. I shot him a text and said, dude, you are freaking amazing. He just laughed and was like, thanks. I was like, yeah. Because 160 sounds really good. So he's going to get $66 million to sign. And in the first 3 years, averaging $42 million. And now it has become the richest signing bonus in NFL history by $1 million. Russell Wilson had it at 65. They got it now at $66 million. How crazy is that, man? He's going to have a $9 million salary in 21, but he's going to make close to $77
million. Check this out, man. What I love about it, I like the length of the contract for Dak, because he's going to be 31 when he comes off this contract.
Ain't going to be able to get another big boy check, and there ain't no telling how big that's going to be. He already going to get 126 guaranteed off this one.
Yeah,
but then he'll be 31, and we looking at all these other QBs around. They playing the 42, 43. This man might get three more monster contracts if he played the way he's been playing, man. Come on.
In 4 years, he could look at something like 5 years, $250 million, 50 per.
That's going to be dumb, because guess what? The TV money going to keep going up. The price of QBs and franchise guys going to keep going up, and each year every quarterback is going to continue to set the bar high. Who we got next? We got Lamar coming up, Josh Allen coming up, Baker's coming up. So you got some QBs on the horizon who are going to be looking to top that. But
there's a lot of young, talented quarterbacks for sure.
But I think you brought up a good thing, man. 4 years as opposed to the 10 years that Patrick Mahomes got. Mm-hmm. He's going to be able to go back to the table twice before Patrick Mahomes can go back again. Mm-hmm. I know we got some big things going on, but man. It's gonna be interesting to see. Now, I told you I had some numbers on my man Dak Prescott, and people say, how is Dak worth this much money? Why did Dak was able to demand this much money? Well, here's why. Okay, so Dak, 10 games with at least a 90 QBR from 2016 to 19, and that's the most by any QB in the NFL. Brady had 9, Matt Ryan had 9, Russell Wilson had 8. Dak Prescott sitting there at 10. All right, since entering in 2016, he's been top 10 in several categories. QBR, 69.7, fifth. Total yards, 18,949, which is 10th. And total TDs, 131, which is 8th. So you're talking about Dak backing it up. Here's another one. Once Dak got hurt in week 5, the Cowboys offense scored 11.5 fewer points. So with Dak, they were – averaging 32.6 points a game. That's without him, 21. Passing yards a game, 381 with Dak. Without Dak, 204.
Whoa.
So Dak threw for 1,690 yards in 4 games, which was the most in NFL history in a 4-game span. So you talk about, does Dak deserve it? Absolutely. Dak deserves it, and his value for the Cowboys went up. So I don't think we ever seen a guy who get hurt and his value goes up and it rises. So, you know, everybody talked about playing on that tag. Was it good? Was it bad? It's worked out for two dudes I know really well. Kirk Cousins and now Dakota Prescott. So give it up for them, man. And they're, you know, they're still loaded. They got a bunch of their key players still. They got Amari Cooper, who is locked up through the 24th season. Dak through the 24th season. Ezekiel Elliott through the 26th season. Their tight end Blake Jarwin is – locked up through the 23rd season. So they got all their dudes, and they just drafted CeeDee Lamb. So they got players who are going to be there for a long time. So do you still think he's deserving of what he got?
Yeah, I think he's deserving. Cowboys are going to have to and personally, I think probably the only reason they didn't want to or that they were reluctant to pay that kind of money is probably because they're going to need to score 32 points a game to have a winning record because their defense isn't going to be good. So
yeah, they're going to get it right. DeMarcus Lawrence is the guy that he can build around. I mean, he over here making $21 million a year, so they got to make sure they get some other guys around him. Mm-hmm. But right now, I think the expectation for the Cowboys, what do you think it is? Because I think it's minimum NFC championship game, minimum, with the money you give your quarterback. Minimum, the money you're giving your running backs, your receivers. Mm-hmm. This is a team that has to go to the playoff. Not just, oh, we're going to make it into the playoffs. You have to make it in and be a legit Super Bowl contender.
Yeah, if you're talking about the team's expectations or their fans' expectations, then, yeah, getting there, you know, winning some playoff games for sure. That's not my expectation, though. I don't think that they're going to be that good.
You think they win the East, the NFC
East? Good. That's probably a good chance. But as bad as they were, you can't be that bad without Dak and tell me that he's going to make you 10-6 or 11-5. I just don't buy that. And that's not on him. That's not saying he's not a great player. But yeah, you got to win. I mean, They needed to win some games to prove that to me, and they couldn't. They stunk it up. We know how bad that division was.
I think they got to do some things to get them back right, and I think they get on the right track, and they'll make sure that these years are not going to waste for our man Dak Prescott. So salute to Dak Prescott, man. Big money from him that he got this past week, man, and I know he is well-deserved and happy. Love the shot of him and his brother, Tad, embracing after you got the call about the big money that was in. Cool deal, man, because not only does it change his life, changes his entire family's life. So congrats to Dak, man. Other news around the National Football League was also the franchise players. How many guys got tagged? How many guys didn't get tagged? There were a bunch of guys who a lot of people thought would get tagged. One guy who did not get tagged, who you talked about, Scotty D, probably 3-4 weeks ago, Aaron Jones in Green Bay. You were a big fan of him, as I am as well. Mm-hmm. He was not among the players that got tagged this past week, looking for a long-term deal. So we'll see what happens with them. Tampa Bay, they tagged Chris Godwin, who's came on late in the year for Tom Brady and the Bucs, and they felt as though they needed him. I saw Levante David got a 2-year deal done. So I know him and Levante David were a big part of it, but also the one guy who hasn't got signed yet and did not get tagged, Shaq Barrett. So they're looking to try to get a deal with Shaq Barrett done, obviously to keep everybody there in Tampa. Other guys that got tagged this week, Jet safety Marcus May, Panthers offensive tackle Taylor Mouton, Bears receiver Allen Robinson for whoever's going to play quarterback there in Chi-Town. Other guys, Jaguar offensive tackle Cam Robinson, Washington guard Brandon Sheriff, Broncos safety Justin Simmons, Giants D lineman Leonard Williams. Leonard Williams, and then you have earned wild because of the Giants, and the Saints safety Marcus Williams among guys who were tagged. Was there anybody else that came to mind for you, Scotty D, that you thought would have got tagged, or you were surprised that did get tagged?
Well, I think, and I'd like your thoughts on this. Let's look at Tampa. I would rather make sure Shaq Barrett is going to be here next year than Chris Godwin, just because I value, and I think they're harder to find, guys with Shaq Barrett's skill set versus a receiver. Now, I love Chris Godwin. Chris Godwin's a great receiver.
Right.
I mean, what do you think? I mean, do you think they feel that good about getting a deal done with Shaq Barrett?
That's interesting, man, because obviously Tom Brady had a lot to do with this. Tom Brady told him, absolutely, Godwin is a guy that I need. So I think Brady's influence definitely means a lot. But also you look at how Tampa ended that season. They were really successful on the defensive side of the ball. And you talk about Shaq Barrett being one of the guys who was really – high active, high motor, really getting after the quarterback. And for me, it comes to the mindset of, do you think there is enough in free agency, or do you think there's enough in the draft where you don't need to sign a Shaq Barrett. And I, but see, on the other hand, I think there's just enough receivers in the draft too that you say, okay, if Godwin's not on his team, I can replace him with somebody else. But the initial thing is Tom Brady. Tom Brady ain't got time to mold a young receiver for 2 or 3 years to get him right. He knows Chris Godwin. He knows what to expect out of him. And, hey, Brady may only got 1 or 2 more years. You know, ain't nobody telling. Don't know what Brady going to do. But he know he has that rapport with Godwin. It was good to have – I know they're glad to get Lavonte David back to go with Devin White. Those two dudes are monsters at the linebacker spot. But I'm with you, man. I like Shaq Barrett, though, man. He is a animal off the edge. And he said he's not going for the hometown discount. So we'll see if what happens if he ends up landing the deal. But Scotty D, he said, I ain't going for no little peanuts. So we'll see.
My doorbell.
Doorbells. I was going to say, I didn't know if it's my doorbell or your deal, movie. But hey, man, it's all good. All good. Maybe somebody that died. Maybe that's them bringing your new cards, man. I don't know. You know, could be.
No, my. I tell you, my kids are out of school on Wednesdays, so.
So they out and about. They out and about in these streets, getting it in. All right, other news, man. I want to ask you about the All-Star game. Obviously, an All-Star game happened this past weekend on Sunday in Atlanta. We talked about it last week, and all the expectations of what was going to happen with. All-Star weekend coming in. First off, before we get to the stuff that happened outside of All-Star weekend, what did you think of the game, man? What did you think of having everything on one day, dunk contest at halftime, all the skills challenges, all that kind of stuff? What did you think from that part of it, the All-Star weekend?
I turned it on in the fourth quarter. My son was playing baseball, first of all. Second of all, I don't usually watch the All-Star game anyway. Third of all, you tricked me when we picked a side last week. You said you gave me the teams. You said LeBron and you named all these Western Conference players. Then you said Durant and you said the Greek Freak. You said Giannis Antetokounmpo. And so I picked the East, and all of a sudden the next day I find out they drafted players. Yeah. So Giannis is playing with team LeBron, wins MVP.
Mm-hmm.
But why don't you tell me? I didn't even do the research. What was this four quarter business? They won the first quarter. They won the second quarter.
So we talked about it last week, where a lot of money was going towards the HBCUs, and to make the game more entertaining, what they did was whoever won that quarter. $150,000 would go towards that particular charity. So it forced the players to play really hard. So Team LeBron ended up winning all three quarters and the fourth quarter. Once you get to the fourth quarter, what they did was whatever the score was, they put plus 24 on it to, you know, give a homage to Kobe. And it ended up being whoever gets to 170 first, they win the ball game. And kind of that's how what happened in the fourth quarter. And Team LeBron was up pretty big, so they only needed, obviously, 24 more points to win the game. But Team KD needed, like, 40-some points to win the ball game.
Yeah.
But you know what I thought was interesting was, man, all the half-court shots, man.
Yeah.
The guards throwing each other alley-oops. You saw Chris Paul catch a oop. Steph Curry catch a alley-oop. It was cool to see that. Zion started on Team KD. I mean, it was pretty cool to see that kind of stuff. And Dame Lillard, 167. He gets to that half court and chucks it and wins the ball game off half court shots. So it was cool to see Dame and Steph and Giannis was the MVP. He went 16-16, bro. He didn't miss a single shot. Maybe half of them were dunks, but I think he did go like 3 for 3 from the 3-point line. So I thought it was entertaining, bro. I actually watched it. Me and my little guy, he loves watching basketball. So we watched it and he loved all the shooting it from half court and guys dunking it all over the place. So it was cool to watch, man. Well, what other stuff outside of All-Star weekend caught your attention?
What other?
Some things that happened outside of, we were talking about the amount of stuff that happened while people were here, you know? People weren't as safe as they should be.
No, they were partying, and I talked to my buddy that works for APD. He said, I asked him, because he said he was going to be out there, and I said, you know what? I asked him the next day what happened. He just said there was a bunch of fights, which is going to happen at parties like that, right. And then there's a handful of people shot. Now, what's unknown yet is what the virus numbers look like after all these events. But
because it's still out there, baby.
But look, I ain't criticizing people because I'm living my life, so I ain't trying to criticize people. But I just wondered how you're not gonna be able to arrest all these people, you know? I mean, especially if they're just having a party, they're not being, you know, violent or whatever. So
yeah,
I don't know, man. I still don't think it was a great idea.
I did see one story that I thought was pretty funny. I ain't gonna lie.
All right.
People may not think it's funny, but I thought it was funny. There was a young lady who came to Atlanta, mm-hmm. and I don't know if somebody, you know, flew her here or how she got here, but she got here and only had an X amount of dollars while I was here and could not get home because she had a one-way flight. And she set up a GoFundMe to get home from All-Star Weekend. So you set up a trip to a place where you didn't have enough money to get back home, but you mm-hmm. thought it was smart enough. You thought it was still worth it. I'm still going to go and see what happens. Maybe I catch me a baller and the baller will pay for me to get back to the house. Well, guess what? She obviously did not catch a baller and she set up a GoFundMe to get back home, which was New York. I said, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. But guess what? People want to party. Like you said, they want to get here. And guess what? She got stuck.
Especially they're living in New York, man. They've been bottled up for a long time up in New York. That's crazy. No, I didn't hear that story. That's pretty funny, I think.
Yeah, and she got stuck. So, mother story, if you ain't got it, it's cool to just sit at the crib. Because guess what? It's going to be another All-Star game next year. And maybe if you got it then, you can go party. But yeah. I just thought the priorities out of whack. So get yourself in whack, okay? All right. Players Championship coming up this weekend. We both big golf fans, man. I got to play my first round of golf earlier this week on Monday. Actually played pretty good. Parked the first hole that I played since July. I couldn't believe it. So, it was fun, man. It was fun getting back out there and playing a little golf. Obviously, the Players Championship this weekend. Last year, wasn't able to finish the Players Championship because this is around the time when COVID hit and it was in full force. So I think they only got in one round last year. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, they weren't able to play. But TPC Sawgrass looks amazing. Been watching some of the commentary on it the mm-hmm. last couple of days as they get ready for it. But we also are going to pick a few players in this Players Championship. Scotty D, what do you say? Who do you like? I'll give you the number one overall pick because you are in distraught right now because people are stealing your cards. So
I get the number one pick.
I'm
going
to let you go first, bro. I feel bad for you, bro. I feel bad. So I'm going to let you get the number one pick, bro.
First of all, I will say, you know, a lot of times when I take breaks, but you don't play over the winter, right? And you didn't play much in the fall. But sometimes when I come back, I'm better than I
play
was.
Better.
I'm better than I was. I get rid of bad habits and stuff.
Do you know why?
Why?
This is what I think. You got no swing thoughts when you come back. When you come back, you just say, I'm just going to hit it. I ain't got no expectations. I'm going to see what happened.
Yeah. Totally
buy that. But once you start playing more, you like, oh, I got to get my hips into it. I got to make sure I don't swing too hard. Yeah. Oh, I got to relax my hands. Oh, I got to keep my head down. Oh, I got to put the ball in the middle as opposed to the back. Like, you think too much. When you ain't played in a while, you like, all right, well, let's just go play.
That's
where it lands. Because you're like, look, that's why I got an excuse. I ain't played in a long time, so it's all good. That's how I was thinking. So
that sounds about right. Who knows? Right. So I'll let you know. I'll let you know how my game goes tomorrow.
Oh, you out tomorrow.
Yeah.
When you play it. Where you gonna play at?
Tomorrow I'm playing Marietta City Club.
Nice.
You probably don't know any golf courses over in my neck of the woods.
Marietta, yeah. There's a few of them over there in Marietta, LA. We play over there.
All right. So first golfer, eh?
First golfer, who you got? So we're gonna pick what, 3-4 guys?
Pick 4 guys, and let's say in case somebody that misses the cut, we'll take top 3 scores. Okay.
Ooh.
Pick four, count 3.
All right. Let me pull up my golfers. I got some already, but I'm gonna pull some up just in case. So can we pick the same guy? If you pick a guy, I can't pick him. Is that right?
Right. Ooh. So I'm gonna pick Dustin, DJ.
Off the bat. Okay.
And I know. Yeah. You can pick two now.
Okay. So you took Dustin to start with. Mm-hmm. My number one guy that I'm going with, Justin Thomas. And here's why. Hear what I say here. Justin Thomas has played at TPC Sawgrass in this tournament. This will be his sixth turn.
Okay.
He has made the cut all five times.
That's good.
And in the last 5 years, he has the most birdies of any player that played on this course, period. So it's only a matter of time before my man JT comes through. So I'm going to go with JT.
I like the research there because I wasn't really on him. And I was listening. I was watching my little gambling stuff this morning. And this guy was talking about how he's just kind of setting things up. He hasn't been playing too great lately, but he's just kind of setting things up. And he recommended I might have to throw some money on JT to win.
Hey, man. He a dude.
Who you want next? All right.
So you went with Dustin. I went with JT. And I'm going to steal your guy coming here up in the second round.
Oh, no.
My man, Xander Schauffele. I'm stealing Xander from you. I know you like Xander. I like Xander, too. Xander didn't make the cut at 19, but he going to make it, and he going to play well this time. So I got Xander. That's my two right there. All right? Let me make sure I write mine down. JT and Xander. And you got Dustin, right?
Okay. Yeah. So
who you got next? Who
your next? I'll take Rory.
Dang it.
And I'll take Victor Hovland.
Ooh, you always try to keep you a little young gun, I know.
I like that guy.
You always try to keep you a little young gun right there in the fray. All right.
All right, pick your last
third and fourth pick. All right, for my third pick, guy who should have won 2 weeks ago.
Oh, I know her. I know who.
My man, Tony Finau. I'm going with Tony Finau with my third pick. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And my fourth pick, who just won a couple weeks ago, Colin Morikawa.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man, I like
steady
team.
Players.
I like that team, DJ.
Yeah. Them steady players. They ain't going to try to be the ultimate bombers, but guess what? They play really good golf. For the fourth pick here in the 2021 PGA Tour Championship of TPC Sawgrass, Scotty D takes.
I'm going to take Webb Simpson.
What? What's up with Webb? What you know about Webb that I don't know, man?
He's just solid, man. He's like the Ryan Fitzpatrick of golf. He just does the job, man.
He just keep collecting. Keep collecting. You can.
All right, we got our teams. You didn't have. I wrote them down for us. You don't have to remember them, but I got our teams.
I'm gonna write them down just in case. Your last one, you got Webb. I'm gonna write that one. All right. We got ours. We hope everybody's got theirs. We look forward to seeing who is going to be the winner. And looks like my team is gonna be heavily favored in this matchup. I did a really good job in this picking my potential players. Before we get out of here, bro, there's one thing that I wanted to. There's two things before we get out of here. The first thing is, let's talk about how you have become a celebrity. All right, let's talk about this. So, I'll let you tell the story, but for the most part, you have been recognized now because of your time on this Triple Threat podcast. Yeah. Talk about what happened and see if the people like it.
All right. So I was out with some friends a couple weeks ago and sitting at a table talking to people. And this girl, the server, she comes up next to me and I can see her out of my peripheral vision.
Yeah.
She says, she starts to talk and then she stops and kind of steps back. She goes, "Are you Scotty D from the podcast?"
Bro, she hit you with the double take?
I was like, well, and I gave her the double take. I was like, what is going on? Right. So at first I look at my friends. I'm like, all right, who put her up to this? Right.
Right,
22 year old girl.
Right.
I'm like, who put her up to this? So I'm looking around the table and guys at the end of the table are like oblivious. Like they don't even know anything's going on. So, she wants to take a picture with me. She texted her boyfriend. So she's like, my boyfriend listens to your show. Right.
Yeah.
I don't think she remembered the name of the show. So, which means she probably doesn't know your name, but she knows my name.
Yeah. Okay. And, That's cool. I'm all good.
She goes, she texts her boyfriend and says, that guy, Scotty D from the podcast you listen to is on here. And he responds, no effing way. And she showed it to me. So there's still 3% chance.
Scotty D, don't fight it, bro. Don't fight it. Just take it in.
I just hope
you're a celebrity, bro. Just take it. Don't.
Set me up. I just hope they don't tell me now.
But they don't want to know now. They still ain't told you. So obviously it was real. Then she texts the boyfriend, bro. Come on.
Yeah. Her name's shout out to Chloe.
Chloe.
At Suburban Tap.
Chloe at Suburban Tap. Hey,
in,
man.
In East Cobb. Yeah.
Did you get like some free chicken wings or something, man? She hook you up with a brew or something?
No. I know people there. I'm good. But I didn't catch the boyfriend's name. He big time. Yeah, I didn't catch the boyfriend's name, but Chloe was super nice, and it was pretty cool to be recognized.
Chloe, appreciate you, man. That's all right, man. You know, some people, they act like they too cool to say anything while you're out, man. You ever meet me out, I'm the coolest dude you ever can talk to. Come holler at me. We all good. Scotty D, come holler at him. People already hollering at Scotty D, so it's all good, man. Welcome to the world, bro. Welcome to the world, bro.
I just need my blue check now.
Oh, man, I hear you. All right, last thing we got, man, pretty cool play my man Scotty D found this week in the world of baseball. Jose Iglesias comes up with a crazy play. Is that right, Scotty D?
Yeah. So sorry for our listening-only audience, but we're going to show this play that happened out in spring training out in Arizona. Jose Iglesias is a shortstop for the Angels, and he makes a spectacular catch, and watch what happens after his catch.
All right.
Sack fly. That's about it. Fisher is at the short left field. Little trouble and, oh my goodness, Jose Iglesias.
Is that unreal?
Just the
that is
unbelievable.
That is magic. Are you kidding me? That is unreal.
Up to those having all kinds of trouble with it. And then came Iglesias.
How did he even catch that baseball? And then he flipped it over and up there for a double play. That is magical.
So what happened was this guy, shortstop, is going out to left field. Him and the left fielder are both going for the ball, but doesn't look like either one's going to get to it. Shortstop just throws his glove out in the opposite direction that he's running, snaps the ball in his glove, whips it around his back, never leaving the glove, whips it to Justin Upton, who's the left fielder. Justin Upton standing there just amazed at the catch, and all of a sudden he realized the baseball's in the air right in front of him. Upton catches the ball and throws it into to the second baseman to double off the runner that was on second base.
Unbelievable.
Look it up. Jose Iglesias, Angels. It was an amazing play.
Yeah, y'all got to look this up. I had seen this play, so Scotty D just showed it to me. Unbelievable double play. Haven't seen it, nothing like that in a long time. Pretty cool play, man. Appreciate that, Scotty. He's sharing that with the good people here on the Triple Threat Pod. That was always good to see, man. Hey, man, we are looking forward to a great weekend. A lot more things to happen in the sports world. A lot of good things happening around the country for sure. Make sure you check out a little golf this weekend. If you're a golf fan, stay tuned. We have all the latest news of everything going around in the NFL, and the draft is approaching. The draft is approaching. We will talk a lot more about the draft. We'll have some pretty cool people on to talk about some of the guys that are being drafted, where guys should be going. It's going to be fun here in the next month or so to talk about the NFL draft and what's happening next. And March Madness on the way. Selection Sunday coming up. Ain't that right, Scotty D? Coming up on Sunday. So Selection Sunday will be here. We'll see all the teams that are get those high seeds. Gonzaga is a team that will be the number one seed. Had a little scare the other night, but ended up coming out with the win. But looking forward to March Madness. Always something crazy happening in March Madness season. Maybe we get our man Tate back on here to talk a little March Madness and basketball as we approach that in the upcoming week. But we appreciate everybody joining us here on the Triple Threat Podcast, man. Don't forget to share. Don't forget to subscribe. Follow us at Triple Threat Podcast. Scotty D, tell them where they can follow you.
Scotty D 425.
All right, holla at me on DJ Shockley 3. We appreciate you joining us. And as always, we are humbled that you took the time to listen to the Triple Threat Podcast this week. For Scotty D, I am DJ Shockley. We'll holla at you next week. Deuces.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.